may not be available in our state.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeffrey Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from St. Francis Pet Care Center out of Tarpon Springs, Florida is...
Dr. Adriana.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat, and we all know that. But best treat out there to get is Lickin' Lap by VitaCraft. It's a creamy, healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. It's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. You could get it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or in pet stores. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with us at Talkin' Pets to give you 10% discount when you put the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. If your pet needs supplements and treats at the same time. So, give us a call, 818-818-6401. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, or go to talkinpets.com and click on Listen Live, or #250. Or Alexa, find us there. This is Talkin' Pets.
I love my daddy, I love my daddy, I love my daddy, yes I do. Here's a kiss and a hug for you. Thank you, daddy, for all you do. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I love you.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Hope you have a great weekend and celebrate tomorrow with mom and the kids. And you know what? And even if not, you're not a human daddy, you're still a daddy if you have a pet in your life, because those are your kids. So give us a call, 818-818-6401, and we want to talk to you about your pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So are you doing anything tomorrow? You know, your husband is considered a daddy. You know, you guys got pets. What do you have right now?
We have a bucket pit bull, and I just recently rescued a Staffy female.
There's a kitty that needs rescuing.
Mm-hmm. This Staffy doesn't like kitties.
And Lexi, you got your corgi.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I got fish.
And a kitty needs rescuing.
No. My dog is a one pet household kind of animal.
Why is it at this time of the year, it seems like there's an overabundance of cats, kittens?
Yeah, there's like, they call it kitten season. There's just, all the cats are like reproducing. I think they did reproducing always, you know, there's always an overabundance of cats, unfortunately, living outside.
The sadly. Trap and release is a good program, do you think?
It has some impact, but they just reproduce so fast, you know.
But once they're spayed,
they can't.
Yeah, they can't. So, I mean, at the trap and release, if you're able to do that, might be the best thing to do if you can't take the cat in.
Over time, if you focus in a specific colony, yes, it's just that they migrate from one place to the next, and then it's tough, you know.
At St. Francis, where you work, do you mainly see dogs and cats, or do you get other animals as well?
I do see sometimes birds and some, you know, pocket pets too.
Yeah.
But the most popular are obviously dogs and cats.
Do you ever get a fish?
No.
No?
No.
Because I heard they do surgery on fish.
Oh, they do, yeah. Yeah, there's actually veterinarians that just specialize in ichthyology, like, which is a science of fish.
But I would think, though, that I could see, like, saltwater fish, because they're expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. There's some people that spend a lot of money in tanks and the tropical.
Oh, yeah, it's a big business.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't know if one of my goldfish got sick or whatever that I would, you know, spend $1,000 to have them operated
on. Some people do.
They do, I guess. Yes. If you got the money, do it.
Yes.
But, you know, personally, I just don't think I could. But I wanted to find out a little bit as we continue on, talking about blood.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people know maybe what type of blood they are, what, so on and so forth, but they really don't know what the blood does. So say, humans, pretty much the same as dogs, cats, pretty much the same way, you know, regarding red cells and white cells and platelets and so on and so forth. But, Dr. A, what do red blood cells do within the body of your pet?
They are transporting oxygen to all tissues, very important. And then hemoglobin is transporting or attaching that that portion, that oxygen, and then it goes through the circulatory system to be oxygenated into the lungs, you know, and then just recircles. You know, it's very important to make sure that your pets are healthy and they're not like anemic. Sometimes if they go, unfortunately, if there's any kind of accident, they can lose blood rather quickly.
So
it's an emergency.
Red blood cells are produced by the bone marrow.
Correct.
And they say that they have a lifespan about 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, they end up getting recycled.
Right.
And
filter through the spleen.
And then they make up about 35 to 45% of a dog's body.
Correct.
So that's the red blood cells. So when somebody's talking about low on red blood cells, is that
anemia?
That's anemia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how would you know if your dog or your cat has anemia?
Well, you got to look, if you don't, like, you can just look at their, what we call the mucosa, meaning the mouth, like the gums, the eye. You can turn the lid a little bit down and you can see if they look kind of pale, that, you know, not pink like they normally would look. That is an animal that is most likely anemic. And then if you have any concerns, you want to go to your vet and they can pull blood, and then that's how you can determine if the pet's anemic for sure.
Yeah, I know when I was in the hospital with my kidney disease and all, I became anemic.
That can happen with any illness, chronic. Sometimes it can happen with, like, parasites, you know, like fleas, internal parasites. It can happen with, like, when the puppies, for example, have a lot of worms. It's not just causing diarrhea, they're also causing anemia.
So what about white blood cells?
Mm-hmm.
So they fight infection and other diseases in a dog's body?
Yes. It just basically, it's part of your immune system and it plays a big role in protection of the body. So whenever the body's fighting or is exposed to elements that are not, like, let's say, a virus or an infection of any kind, there's going to be a rise of these elements, because they're going to be of, like, the white blood cells. We're going to be fighting or responding, mounting a response, what we call inflammation.
So are there different types of white blood cells?
Right. There's neutrophils, monocytes, eosinophils, basophils. They all have different functions. You're going to be seeing the neutrophils more involved, like, with inflammatory responses, like, let's say that, like, the dog has, or your cat has an infection or bacteria, there will be that, an abscess, an incident like that. That would be an elevation of white blood cells. There's multiple reasons why they can go up. A virus, for example, you want to see sometimes more like lymphocytes. elevations. And also, if let's say it's more of a chronic inflammation, you're going to be seeing the monocytes being more elevated. There will come like in phases, you're going to see first the neutrophils, and you know, if it's less, is more like a chronic issue, you're going to be seeing more monocytes. I say dental disease, I see a lot of monocytosis or inflammation or elevation of the monocytes. And then the eosinophils and basophils are going to be more involved with like parasite migrations or allergy responses.
The doctor is in, and she's very smart. So give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, you can check us out on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. But this is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Imagine losing every child you've ever had because of where you're forced to live. That's Rosie's reality. Rosie is a 32-year-old Asian elephant who has spent her entire life confined to a 5-acre exhibit at the ABQ Bio Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Born in captivity, Rosie has never known freedom. She's never wandered vast landscapes, bathed in a river, or lived among a thriving elephant herd. She spent decades under human control, stripped of the ability to express her natural behaviors. In the wild, female elephants live in close-knit, matriarchal herds. They roam for miles each day, forming deep, lifelong bonds. Rosie was born with all the same instincts, but she has been denied the chance to live as nature intended. Her story is one of the heartbreaking traumas and injustice. In the last 15 years, Rosie has endured 4 pregnancies. 3 of her calves, Daisy, Jasmine, and Thorn, died from the same preventable disease, elephant endotheliotropic herpes virus, EEHV, which has proven deadly for captive-born elephants. Her most recent calf was stillborn in December 2024. It's not hard to imagine the physical toll and emotional suffering Rosie has endured from these births and losses over the years, and still the ABQ Biopark continues to breed her. Despite overwhelming evidence of harm, the zoo remains committed to a captive breeding program that exploits elephants under the guises of conservation. If the biopark truly cares about the elephant in its custody, it must stop prioritizing breeding quotas over well-being, and finally considering that Rosie's true needs, anatomy, peace, and the chance to live a more natural and free life at a sanctuary. Please visit freetobeelephants.com. Visit talkingpets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Like an elephant. Like an elephant.
Can you move?
Like an elephant. Move your body like an elephant. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Take big steps like an elephant.
Go.
Put your feet high, then bring them down low. Stomp like an elephant. Show me what you know. Stomp, 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 stomp like an elephant.
Okay.
Stomp, 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 stomp like an elephant.
Now take a big step to the left, to the left. Take a big step to the right, to the right.
This is how to move like the elephants do. Keep moving, keep moving on.
You know, I got to ask you, Dr. A, in the case of that elephant, apparently, if it's not working out that the elephant's able to give live birth, or if there's always complications or so on and so forth, why would you continue to breed that elephant?
I mean, in normal other circumstances, it's not something that we do. So I mean, I'm not understanding why they keep trying to breed this poor elephant, you know?
And it's at a zoo, right,
yeah,
Lexi?
It's like a,
yeah.
So I kind of wonder, is it just because it's in it for the money? I mean, to have the elephant there? Otherwise, if they can't breed it and, you know, and continue.
Well, it's not a zoo. It's a biopark.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. That's a new word for zoo, maybe. But, you know, a sanctuary would be a good place for that elephant to go, because elephants are very, like you said in the story, Lexi, elephants are very family-oriented.
Yeah.
They like to be around other elephants, and they're not stupid creatures. They're extremely intelligent. And they do experience fear, and they experience pain and suffering and sorrow. Yeah. I mean, that's all in the elephant family, and we all know that. I don't know. Again, you know, where have the humans gone wrong?
There's got to be some sort of, I don't know, like money involved.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's what it's about.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name what creature sounds like this, then you can win for your cats. We got Vitacraft Lickin' Lap or Purr Sticks. The Lickin' Lap is the creamy tubes, and the Purr Sticks is like a stick, but you could break it into pieces for your cats. We also have some Good Pets Foods. It's a 3-trial piece, daily probiotic, multivitamin, and hip and joint. You could try those from Good Pets Foods. That will come out to you. We have dog books, cat books from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD about reptiles. And we have green socks for your cat or for your small breed dog. If you can identify, what creature is this? What creature makes that sound? It's this creature has been all over the news.
Oh, I thought I knew what it was.
Especially in Tennessee. So, what creature makes that sound? And the little hint that I gave you. So, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We were talking about red blood cells, white blood cells, what they do. And platelets,
mm-hmm.
tiny cells that quickly attach to the wall of a damaged blood vessel.
Yes. So in case of bleeding, cuts, etc., that's what they're aggregating, and they're like just attaching so that the bleeding can stop. Now the bleeding is not going to stop just because of the action of the platelets or the mechanisms involved in the clotting production. That would be clotting factors as well produced or synthesized by the liver.
So it's like the body knows on your dog or your cat or even a human, for say, that there's an injury.
Right.
And then it sends out these platelets. It's like a message that goes out, and then they form a clot.
Mm-hmm.
But even though there's...
bleeding stops, yeah.
So you clot the hole, for instance, in your dog's leg or whatever, but the clotting, can that be too obstructive and then cause any kind of a problem for you there?
No, not in normal circumstances. I mean, there could be circumstances like in disease, or let's say that an animal has, I don't know, bad sepsis, like a septic shock, for example, or something like that. There'll be massive little micro, like, clotting in there at different parts of the body, you know.
How long does that clot stay there? Is the lifespan of it about a week or more, like 10 days? So, and again, the platelets, just like the red blood cells and the white blood cells in your pets, are formed from
the bone marrow. Mm-hmm.
So the bone marrow does a lot within your body.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I've learned stuff myself. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. That is the number. And we have this animal sound out. Name that animal sound. And like we said, it was on the loose in Murfreesboro, Tennessee last week, but they finally caught Ed and back with the owner. What creature is that? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call, play the game, or call us with your questions. The doctor is in, Dr. Adriana, and the number is 818-818-6401, and this is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Where am I? It's so cold. Everything looks unfamiliar. I'm hungry. There's no food. I'm not alone. There are others. I roam the streets endlessly in search of a home, someone to love and care for me. There, in a wet drainage ditch, a feline. She doesn't breathe. People walk by, but no one cares. Her hair is matted, bones protrude her skin. There are no trees in this concrete world. Big metal machines that move with great speed. Faces with no emotions. Noises that hurt my ears. I feel so alone. Nowhere to go. They walk by and ignore me. Do I exist? The touch of a hand. It shows great strength. I hurt and feel fear. I'm now in a metal machine. It's so dark. I see no light. A home with others. Puppies, kittens, birds, and other species. The screams, oh, the screams of hope. I cannot bear it. Days pass. They all come and go. Both young and old, healthy and sick. Will I stay? They take me now. I fear the worst. I now see no light and feel no pain. The end has come. I've never been loved.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. In this edition, a listener learns a little about fish and their viewing habits. Fish find pleasure in porn. Fish can be turned on by an aquatic equivalent of pornography, according to new research revealed this week.
Yeah, baby.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. I'm Fishy John.
I'm getting amorous.
And out to Martha in Schenectady, New York.
Hey, so can you tell me, is this why my husband stares at the fish tank for hours? He said it's relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
I guess maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, okay.
Baby Martha learned a little about her husband, too. All right, gotta run. Gotta go watch my fish tank. For Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
Memphis, Tennessee. On Friday, February 28th, 18-year-old Christopher Triplett brutally beat and dragged the dog to a pedestrian bridge in Memphis, Tennessee. The teen threw the dog from the bridge, not once but twice, killing the dog, dead after being thrown from a pedestrian bridge twice. The shocking display of violence was captured on security video, making its rounds on social media before police were able to identify and track down the man responsible for the deadly incident. On March 9, 2025, a warrant was issued charging 18-year-old Christopher Triplett with aggravated animal cruelty. Dog was dragged, apparently by the front legs, to pedestrian bridge before being beaten and thrown to his death. Now, Animal Victory needs your help to put this violent teen away for as long as possible. This case must not be dismissed in court. We need to show our court officials that we care about animal cruelty and we demand justice. Please sign to lend your support. Visit www.animalvictory.org for more information. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets. I'm Dr. Adriana. Me up cause I've been bad and I know I'll do it again. You're the best I ever had. I'm guilty, I confess. Blue lights, red lights, we gon' get real wild tonight. Blue lights, red lights, with you.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Lexi Adams.
And I think Jerry in Tennessee has an up on this creature, so I think he probably knows what this is. What do you think, Jerry? What kind of an animal is that?
A zebra.
I would say congratulations.
Well, thank you, John. Mm-hmm.
So, I got to ask, are you in Murfreesboro?
No, Smyrna, right outside of Murfreesboro.
Oh,
so we're right in between Nashville and Murfreesboro.
Did you see this zebra, Ed, that was in your area, like, running free?
No, I didn't have a chance to see that side of the county. I was all working in Nashville last week, but I heard all the Rick and the Rope.
Yep. It was everywhere.
I was glad they called Ed before Bonnaroo traffic got down there.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it was interesting, though, to see it.
Yeah, did everybody see them get airlifted back to Texas?
Yep, that was all on the news, too. And it was just it was in this pouch, and it was just, like, sitting in this pouch. And I was like, okay, that's an important zebra. So, I mean, you think they would have put him in, like, a, you know, truck or something, but nope, airlifted. Pretty wild.
Nope.
So
anytime you bring a strange animal to your property, you better keep him inside the barn for a few days to let him know who mama and daddy is and make sure where the water and the feed come from.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, actually. And that guy got out and just kept running. But so what do you want to go with, Jerry? You were right. It is the zebra. So do you have dogs, cats? What's going on in your household?
We have miniature horses.
Cool.
And we have dogs and cats and deer. Of course, we're a small farm. And, of course, you know, the urban sprawl has caught up with us. And now that it's built up around us so much, now I have a lot of deer and turkey. And they all want to come over here. And then the found out that the grain and water over here is awful better than just the regular grass that they're used to.
That's pretty cool. I want to move into your house.
No, we're full.
I won't take up much room.
Yeah. Well, there's always stall 22.
Yeah, there you go. I'll stay in the stalls with the miniature ponies. But it sounds like a good life where you're at, and one of comfort, basically.
Miniature horses, John. Miniature horses. Don't offend the horse owners now. Not ponies. Miniature horses.
So do you want to go?
Told that I was told that a long time ago.
Well, it's, yeah, no, I could see using the wrong terminology could actually be the wrong way to go. So it happens in the animal world because I know it happens in the human world.
Yeah, you'll offend a lot of people at those horse shows like that.
Yep. So do you want to go with the cat treats from Vitacraft? We have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. I have a dog book, cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I got a collapsible water bowl. You can take it anywhere. A CD on reptiles. It's a music CD. And I also have little booties for a small dog, or you could try them on your cat. Good luck. But you could go with those as well. What do you think?
Let's go with the cat treats.
You got the cat treats coming out to you. I'm going to send you the...
Baby cat, Binks, and Bailey would love that.
Yeah, the Vitacraft, the lick and lap, I can guarantee you they're going to go nuts for it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you can get them to do anything with that. I swear, I can. My cats, they will beg me for it, literally.
Yeah.
And so we'll send that out to you from Vitacraft, and thanks for calling, Jerry.
Sounds good, man. Y'all got a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And stay on the line and speak with Sydney so we can get your address, and we'll ship that out to you in Tennessee. I want to live on his farm.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Like the deer come up and the turkeys and, you know, it just, I don't know. Do you think more people, I think more people would probably want to flock to, and I don't want to say simpler life because being on a farm and taking care of all those animals is a job. But it's got to be beautiful. The countryside and you see these deer walk up and, you know, then you got turkeys in your yard and I don't know. It just makes me miss that part of the world.
Yeah. It's becoming more popular nowadays,
it is.
Lifestyle-wise, yeah.
I think people are getting tired of being in the congested parts of the world, and they want to maybe move out someplace where it's a little bit more spacious. And I've always wanted to go to Nashville. Have you been to Nashville?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many times have you been there?
A couple times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of country music, obviously.
Yeah, I love country music.
Yeah, I do, too. So I tell you right now, I'd have my cowboy boots on and my cowboy
Me
hat.
Too.
I'd be all set. you know, it's can't wear them that much around here, but in Nashville, I'd have them on all the time. So once again, that was Jerry out there in Tennessee, and the animal sound was the zebra. So we were talking about the blood and everything like that. But so there's other things that kind of go with, you know, the white blood cells and the red blood cells and the platelets and all. But what is albumin?
Albumin is a protein is synthesized in the liver, and it's got very important because that's how all of the hormones get transported. Even the medicines that you take are transported through the albumin. And it also maintains the what we call the ankotic pressure. That means that the fluid going through your vessels stays flowing through your vessels and doesn't go anywhere else. So when there's a loss of protein, one of the things that happens is that that fluid tends to go, like, migrating to the lower parts of the body, you know, like the abdomen, you know. So it's very important for body function.
So in clotting factors, proteins produced by the liver that interact to form a clot when a blood vessel is damaged.
Mm-hmm.
There was a friend of mine, actually, in the human world that was having a simple operation, but then somehow a blood clot formed and it went to her brain. And she died immediately.
Mm, and then, yeah.
So does that happen in dogs and cats when surgeries and stuff are...
It can happen, especially if with animals that have some sort of a health issue ongoing, you know, like, or going through surgery, that could be, you know, it can happen. I haven't had it happen, thank God, but it can happen.
But it is a possibility.
It is a possibility.
A low possibility, I guess, but it's
it
a possibility.
Can happen, yeah.
And then everybody always hears about, you know, you need more electrolytes. You need more electrolytes.
Yep.
What are those?
Electrolytes are particles that are like electrically charged. And that's important. They're like basically maintain your water balance in the body, maintain hydration. They're important for muscle function, contraction, neurologic, neuromuscular function. They're very important. So when athletes that are running, they're not only need to keep like water hydration, but it's important to replace those electrolytes that they're losing.
So when a dog or your cat becomes dehydrated because it's so hot outside, they not only need the water, but they need electrolytes as well?
Yes, that too.
So where would they find that?
You can find them. If you go to like your major like pet stores, you know, you can look for electrolyte, you know, drinks for animals. And
so during the hot season, like the hot months, it's good to have that on hand.
You can have just the water, but if you, let's say if your dog is more like a runner, or like you take him for longer walks, and if it's hot, you know, then you need to replace those. Or if there's anything wrong with them and they're not really able to ingest the potassium and the other in the chloride and sodium, then you need to replace those through like something that they can actually drink. So they do have electrolytes also for dogs and cats.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle, because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life?
Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
An elusive species of deep-sea squid has been seen alive for the first time off Antarctica, according to National Geographic. As first reported by National Geographic, researchers spotted the 3-foot-long, blood-red creature using a remotely operated vehicle called the ROV, which had been deployed from the Schmidt Ocean Institute's research vessel, the RV Falker. They sent the footage to Kat Bolstad, head of the Lab of Cephalopod Ecology and Systematics, Auckland University of Technology in New Zealand, who confirmed it was an Antarctic gonat squid. This is, to the best of my knowledge, the first live footage of this animal worldwide. Scientists have been known about the Antarctic gonat squid for more than 100 years, but they have previously only seen dead specimens caught in fishing nets or beaks that had been preserved in the stomachs of other animals. This is the first time scientists have observed the squid alive and in its natural habitat. The creature was in the bathymetric or midnight zone, 3,300 to 13,100 feet below the ocean surface. No sunlight can penetrate that far into the ocean. So the midnight zone's only light comes from animals that can illuminate themselves with bioluminescence, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, known as NOAA. The squid released a cloud of greenish ink when the ROV approached, potentially startled by the presence of a large, bright vehicle in its environment. The researchers followed the animal for a few minutes, using the ROV's lasers to measure its size, before the squid shot away into the darkness. While researchers couldn't determine the sex or age of the animal, Olstad confirmed it was an Antarctic gonat squid by observing the presence of a single, large hook on the ends of its 2 long tentacles. The impressive tentacle hooks are probably used by grasping and subduing prey during ambush predation. Alex Hayward, a senior lecturer in ecology and conservation at the University of Exeter in England, who was not involved in the expedition, told National Geographic. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Follow your instincts. Forget they get potatoes and the spicy sausage links. It's the food of the gods. It tastes so divine, like other cephalopods. You can pet it with wine. The creation of Neptune satisfies my soul. I must eat it soon. I must eat it whole. We go to the ocean for some frutti di mare. There's no better ocean. It's
calamari?
I do.
I do, too. I had the hardest time, though. Like, when you get served at a restaurant, there's the rings, which I like.
Yeah.
But when they put the spider-looking things on the plate, I had a very hard time with those.
Yeah, me too.
I eat them now, but it took a long time to get... I felt like I was putting a spider in my mouth. And I don't like spiders. That's the only creature that I'm just not big on. I'm okay with almost anything else. But spiders freak me out for some reason. But yeah, calamari. Lexi, do you like calamari?
No.
No?
I don't eat any seafood.
None at all?
Mm-mm.
Wow, you're like Bobby. My friend Bobby, he never would eat seafood either.
I've tried a couple things. Like, some sushi isn't so bad. Like, I'm not too bad with lobster as long as it's, like, smothered in butter. And it's, like, practically nothing. Or if it's wrapped in a sushi roll, you practically can't taste it either with sauces and dipped in stuff. So.
Well, you're a cheap date.
Yeah. Why do you think Danny married me?
Lobster is so expensive, and so is calamari. And not as much, but... And then sushi, that's always expensive. But it's all good. I just don't eat the raw stuff. But how is that for animals? Can they eat fish like that? I mean, I know cats eat tuna, and cats seem to like fish. Mm-hmm. You know, I have more success with my own cats when they eat, like, canned food. I give them the moist during the day. And they'll go after the tuna or the salmon. But, like, when it comes to chicken or beef or something like that, not as much. So is it healthy for the cats to eat more fish, or?
Well, it shouldn't be.
People say mercury is always a problem.
It is. I mean, you see sometimes they're like the cat like getting a fish and then, you know, like trapping it and, you know, hunting it basically. But it's not like it should not be their only diet. They're not like getting their taurine that way. You know, that's an essential amino acid for cats. So it shouldn't be the only way or source of nutrition, basically.
Is it any different for dogs to eat fish and so on and so forth? I mean, is that...
You can feed... Yeah, of course, you can feed fish to a dog. It's very healthy, just like it is for us. Lots of fatty acids, you know, so very beneficial.
But not as a regular diet, though.
No, it can. I mean, it can be incorporated. It's just that you have to try to find the diet that is balanced. You know, there is a website actually called balanceit.com for people that want to... Get if you're interested in cooking your own food, I recommend that because it gives you all of the different diets, you know, diets. And sometimes it will formulate a specific diet for special needs pets as well. But don't try this on your own. I don't advise that. Always go with a veterinary nutritionist.
Yeah, I know. I mentioned Bobby. Bobby, you remember Bobby. He was one of our producers for like way back when we used to do the show at Universal Studios in Orlando. And SeaWorld. He was with us for a long time. But he was a total meat eater. I mean, he weighed like... Bobby was big.
I remember.
He was like 330 pounds.
He is a vegan now, right?
Yeah, he's a vegan now, and he weighs about 155 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he was heavy his entire life.
Yeah, I remember.
But he went off the meat, and every medicine that he was on as well...
He's off, yeah.
Yeah, he's off of it.
But he's also an avid athlete. You know, he runs...
He has incorporated... To try to keep his weight down and everything, he runs and bikes all the time. So he's very active, like, now. So, but it's so weird. You know, I knew Bobby as being heavy and always eating that steak.
Yeah.
And now it's like he won't go near it. So it's a big transition, but he's done well with it.
It's a total lifestyle change.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, I do say good for him as well.
Yeah.
If it has a face on it, it's, you know, it's kind of hard to eat it. But anyway, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Lexi Adams.
Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. We'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.